Hey guys, welcome to Fat Mascara. It's Jen. Are you sick of me yet? Do you want Jess back? Well, you have to wait because we have Gwen Flamberg here as my co-host. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, guys.
She's the executive editor of Beauty and Style at Us Magazine. She also hosts the Get Tressed With Us podcast, which is a delight, so get it wherever you get podcasts.
Listen on Spotify.
Look at that. She's just like us, so profesh. So we're going to talk about, obviously we're going to talk about hair. Before we do that, we have some beauty news of the week, and then together we're going to answer a listener question. And our interview this week is with a baller in the beauty industry, Jane Hertzmark-Huddis. She's the group president of the Estee Lauder companies. Like pretty much every brand in your makeup bag, Jane has something to do with one of them. So Jess was here for that interview, and that'll be after Gwen and I talk. And then at the end, you're going to raise a wand. Are you ready for that?
Oh my God, I can't wait to raise more than one wand. Oh. Can I like raise multiple wands?
Maybe I'll let you.
My God, exciting.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's get up to date on the news, starting out with hair in honor of Gwen.
Oh my God, thanks.
You're welcome. Dyson launched its newest hair tool, which could either be called the Corral or the Corrale. I'm not sure either.
I didn't log on to the virtual presentation.
Have you tried the tool?
I haven't tried it yet. I haven't gotten my hands on it yet.
Nor have I, but it's a straightener that's cordless, heat controllable, and features flexible plates that apparently make it easier to do more hair in one pass.
Which is cool because, you know, nobody's got time to do their hair.
Do they have $500?
I think that the Dyson hair tools are extraordinarily expensive, but here's the only thing that I will say about them. They don't break down.
Well, there you go.
So my Dyson hair dryer I've had since the launch, which I believe is it three or four years? It's quite a long time.
Okay, so big news in the hair world. That's a $500 hair straightener from Dyson. There's also new research published in the Journal of the American Medical Academy showing that most U.S. medical schools do not train people in dermatology. It's like a new study. Get this, Gwen. When a regular internist, a regular doctor, not a dermatologist, is asked to treat a dermatological concern, only 20 to 50% of the time can they diagnose it correctly and treat it.
I find that terrifying.
Isn't that scary? Because especially when a lot of Americans and people around the world go to their regular doctor for dermatology care.
Right, right.
The researchers recommend that training for skin actually happen in the resident program for all doctors. And I feel like that's a good idea.
I mean, I thought that it already happened.
Right?
I thought that's what was happening already.
Well, apparently only if you're a derm.
Oy.
Okay, Sephora had big news this week. They do this Accelerate program, which is dedicated to building a community of innovative female founders in beauty. And the women that get picked for this get a one-week boot camp and then 6 months of mentorship. It's like a really big honor to get it. So they just announced their inductees. I heard of a couple of them. Dawn Myers of the Most in the U.S., Angela Caglia. Mm-hmm. I believe she's a facialist,
she's
right?
A Hollywood facialist, yeah.
She's also a member of the Sephora Accelerate program. Eileen Wei of Zero Waste Beauty in China, Renate Lorenzo of Own Authentic Cosmetics in Mexico, and a bunch of others you can check out on Sephora's website. And last, in Jen's Science Corner, remember, guys, when I listened to the entire FDA hearing on asbestos just for you? That was, I truly did. It was like 4 hours long. Anyway, they have some new news on that front. The FDA had, a couple years ago, ordered tests of a lot of cosmetic products to see if there was asbestos in them. Just last week, the tests came back. Apparently, 9 of the 52 products that were tested did indeed have asbestos in them.
It's a pretty scary fact.
It's scary. It's often because it's in talc, and when they mine the talc, they can't actually take out the other contaminants that are in it. There's still a lot of debate going on because they did two different kinds of tests. And, you know, of the 9 products, then only 2 seemed to have asbestos when they did a more thorough test. So, of course, we're going to be debating this forever. And the FDA will conduct another talc sampling assignment throughout this year. And then they'll do 50 more samples and put out those results in 2021. I am predicting we are still not going to have legislation. We're still not going to know what's going on. But I just want to keep you up to date. Do you feel up to date, Gwen?
I mean, thank you for making me up to date, Jen.
You're welcome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, so Gwen, when you agreed to be my guest co-host, did you know that you were agreeing to tell me everything about your hair?
I mean, obviously not. But you know, Jen, I'm kind of like a hairfluencer. So I'm happy to chat all about my hair.
You're not kind of a hairfluencer. You are. Also, can I just say, I've known Gwen for a long time. She is known in the beauty editor circles and the beauty influencer world as the one with the most gorgeous hair.
Isn't that nice?
And I feel comfortable because you're a redhead, so you're representing Jess in spirit.
Oh, that is true. That is true. It's big shoes to fill. I can't wait. Have you met little baby Lake?
I have met Lake a couple times, and she does not have red hair.
Oh, my gosh. What a shame. Maybe the second baby.
But she has a full head of hair, which apparently makes you burp when you're pregnant.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I don't know. I have to ask my mom because I came out of the womb with, as my mother likes to describe, as this little pink baby with orange kinks all over her head.
Orange kinks? It was curly?
Like I had a full head of orange curls all over my head.
I love it. So
right out of the womb.
I've never seen you with hair below, like, it's always super long, yep. Super lustrous. You interview every hairstylist.
Yes.
But last time I saw you, you said for the first time you've had hair issues this year. What happened?
Oh, my God. Really, really big, bad hair issues. And it's interesting that we're talking about this today, Jen, because yesterday, I went to my hairstylist for my first haircut since I was experiencing those hair issues.
Yeah.
So let me roll it back. Over the summer, I had a critical internal infection. I had a pelvic infection. I didn't know about it. I went to several doctors. It took almost 2 months to diagnose correctly. So Jeez. By the time it was diagnosed, I had a critical infection and I was actually in the hospital for 4 days on IV antibiotics.
Oh my gosh.
Very, very heavy doses of antibiotics. And then I was on oral antibiotics from home for another like 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It killed the infection. Thank God. I'm all good. But about 3 months after this whole experience happened, I started shedding hair.
Now, did you connect the two right away?
Not right away. Like first I was kind of like, you know, I don't wash my hair very often. I'm kind of known for that as well in the industry. I wash my hair like maybe once every 10 days. Sometimes I'll go 2 weeks. So a lot of times, especially like if I wear my hair curly, there will be excess hair coming like out of my ponytail because those hairs that naturally, you know, you naturally shed about 100
right.
hairs a day. So sometimes they're kind of like they get caught. It's not an unusual occurrence for like me to lose some hair, but like all of a sudden, I realized that it was like fistfuls of hair.
Oh, wow.
And when I was washing my hair, fistfuls of hair were coming out in the shower.
Yeah.
So I started to, research this and talk to a bunch of experts. We're so lucky that we have so many experts on Speed Dial. And I learned that what I was experiencing was something called, I'm trying to find the exact name of it because it's an actual condition called telogen effluvium,
which is
when your body experiences a shock.
Uh-huh.
If you've had a surgery or like for me, I was on those very heavy antibiotics for
and
an
not
extended
to mention
period
the
of time.
And the cortisol flowing through you because you didn't know what was going on.
Exactly. And also, while I was on those antibiotics, I wasn't absorbing nutrients into my body. I lost 16 pounds.
Oh.
So because of all of this, I experienced this condition that you literally shed hair. Like when you're going through the trauma, those hair follicles, you know how hair grows in three cycles.
Yeah.
Those hair follicles that are in their resting phase, they are tricked into believing that they're dead. So when it's their turn to grow again, this is why this typically happens.
3 to 6 months later.
About three months after, they just shed out at one time.
Which must feel like I just lost, whatever, a third
of
my hair.
Absolutely terrifying. So, of course, I've been just doing what I can do, taking iron.
Yeah, so what if, like, you've probably interviewed a bunch of people. What were the suggestions? Like,
well, I interviewed Laura Zadhar-Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Who is fantastic, but basically their hair growth serums can't really work on that particular condition. They can just help for your new hair to grow
in stronger.
Right, because
this was like a whole set of your hair cells all at once. Okay.
Exactly. So, and I've been taking Nutrafol. I've been just really doing a lot of like hair masks to make sure that
the
hair that I have is healthy and lustrous and vibrant. And basically, you know, my hair is starting to grow back, but I went to see my hairstylist, Serge Normand. For the first time, I hadn't gotten a haircut in like 8 months.
Yeah.
Because I was just growing my hair and kind of like trying to just not even pay attention just to the shape of it. Just more about like, let it grow. Let me do whatever I can. So I went to see Serge and he was so adorable. He told me that he couldn't even tell.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I happen to have so much hair.
You lucked
that
out.
That the third of my hair that I shed is not really apparent. But what he did do was, you know, normally Serge and I were like terrible partners together because both of us love long hair so much that I go see him and I really need like 2-3 inches cut, but we wind up cutting like half an inch because, you know, he's always like, your hair is so beautiful long, and I don't believe in, you know, midway. It's like you should do it extreme. Your hair is extreme. But we did cut about 3 inches last night so that it would kind of like create this illusion of fuller hair.
Like bouncier. Because right now, so they say what, about 3 months is when after that, I'm not going to say it right, telogen
effluvium. It's going to be your hair starts growing back. It'll become apparent when all of it is back in really more like 6 months to a year and a half.
Oh, wow. And I wonder if you're going to have like all these little baby hairs, like a halo of like 3-inch long hairs.
I certainly hope not. I didn't seem
like
to
be— bangs that you didn't want.
Yeah, I didn't seem to be losing very much from my hairline. It was more like the crown area.
Yeah, which I think also is the telltale that you're dealing with more than just like the regular age-related thinning or—
Right, but, you know, of course, it's like that's what I assumed that it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like don't always assume, ladies, that, you know.
Yeah, and also I've heard anesthesia can do that and all sorts of other things. So if you have hair loss, I always tell people, think back like 3 months ago, did something happen?
Exactly.
I'm glad you're healed,
first of all,
and your hair looks fabulous.
Thanks. I'll keep hair fluencing.
Okay, so we have a question from Colleen. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Colleen. I am from Boston, and I have been a faithful listener of your podcast for a long time. Today, my question is about skincare. I am in my mid-20s. I'm right in the middle. I'm 25, turning 26 soon. And I know as I approach my late 20s and into my 30s, I need to be more serious about my skincare. I already use a cleanser, a toner, a serum, eye cream, and a moisturizer, and sometimes a night cream. And then, of course, I love my face mask and treatments as well. I just know as I approach my late 20s, the anti-aging game is going to start changing for me. And there's just so many products out there that it's so overwhelming. I don't know what I should be looking for. I see a lot of products have firming in it. However, there's no visible wrinkles at the moment. So I really don't know where to start. So if you can provide any guidance to me, that would be great.
Wide eyes at one part of her question.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack here, Jen.
Why don't you get us started?
Well, first and foremost, let me say, I do believe that women and humans are a bit underserved by the beauty industry because everything is labeled anti-aging.
Mm.
And there is, you know, we can talk deeply about that. But also what I was kind of wide-eyed at is that this woman uses so many beauty products.
I thought so too.
And I mean, I use so many beauty products.
I know. Look at you talking to the queens here.
We're crazy. We're beauty editors. Our job is to try a gajillion things. I personally feel like I could do a TED Talks on like how to make your skin look 10 years younger. I try everything. I'm absolutely insane. But I do think that the industry needs to do a better job of just approaching.
She sounds confused. Yeah.
Yeah. And approaching beauty from general beauty and not necessarily anti-aging for women who are in their 20s and they're looking for something that makes sense to them.
Yeah. Whenever people DM me like this, the first thing I ask is like, what bothers you about your skin? Because it's so silly to start just throwing products at yourself. Already she's using 6-7 products. If before you started using those, you were happy with your skin. I've interviewed so many dermatologists and they're like, do you like your skin right now? Then use your sunscreen, maybe an antioxidant serum, because your job then is just to protect what you do have.
Right.
And I feel like she's saying she's just looking at adjectives that maybe she wants someday, but they're not specifically problems that she actually has.
Right.
Colleen, do you have saggy skin? You're 25. I'm guessing no.
Although, you know, Colleen may have grown up in a sunny environment.
True.
May have taken a lot of sun. I mean, I...
But don't start putting firming products on unless you have sagging.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that there is a really amazing trend right now.
Yes.
To pare back and use all-in-one products like Augustinus Botter, like You Beauty.
Right.
I would say it's like, invest, take all of the money that you're spending on those 800 different products and invest in the Augustinus Botter, the
like
cream.
Like one kind of do-it-all.
Yeah, which is, you know, the Augustinus Botter comes in the cream and the rich cream. And really, it's for personal preference. But I would say that younger skins would want to go with the cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got everything you need to actually maintain your skin's integrity from now until eternity.
So the thing I like about your advice, too, is the minute you start adding in more products, you can add in more allergies, more reactions, more sensitivity, because now you have different actives going at the same time. So
cosmetic confusion is real.
It's totally real. So Colleen, it sounds like you have a plan what you're doing is working for you. I don't think she mentioned sunscreen specifically. So all I would say is if you're 25 and you're already getting nervous because the beauty marketing hype has gotten to you and you're already like thinking about firming, girl, wear your sunscreen.
That's it, every single day.
And honestly, it acts like an anti-ager. Like there's so many studies showing you'll have fewer spots. It actually can turn back time if you start wearing sunscreen. It actually helps fade discoloration. So that's my advice to her.
And also, like, invest in yourself and your lifestyle. Make sure that you're getting sleep.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Drink water. Eat vegetables and fruits.
Like, yes.
And smile.
And
because really all
good.
You have to do is smile.
And
it makes you look so much prettier.
It really does. And if you're having fun with your products, keep using them. They're making you happy. They make you smile. That's good.
Right.
But don't get yourself into a tizzy about it.
All right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it. All right. Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay,
everyone. Guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. So today we're interviewing Jane Hertzmark-Huddish. She's the group president of the Estee Lauder Companies. Get this, there are so many brands that she is in charge of. Estee Lauder proper, La Mer, Bobbi Brown, Erin, Darphon, Origins, Aveda, Bumble and Bumble, Dr. Jart. We'll hear all about that. Let's get into the interview.
We're going to kick off the interview with the Fat Mascara questionnaire. Jane, what was the first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Okay, so the first one that I fell in love with was Bain de Soleil. It was orange. It was beautiful. And in those days, we could just lay out and enjoy the world.
And it smelled good, too,
and it
right?
smelled so
with
good.
Like SPF 2.
Yeah. It was like a half an SPF. And it smelled so good. And you felt like you were on the Riviera, even though I had never been to the Riviera. So like you were on vacation with it.
That's so nice.
I thought it was so cool.
Okay. So what brings you a sense of calm?
Walking into my apartment. I mean, it's peaceful. It's calm. It's beautiful. You see the sky. I have terraces. You see green. And I just go in and there's just a sense of coming down from New York City and what I do every day.
Favorite ice cream?
Coffee.
Ooh, yes.
First time someone said
long on coffee.
And any?
Haagen-Dazs.
Sorry. The best coffee ice
Haagen-Dazs
cream.
Haagen-Dazs coffee. Slightly melted.
I got you. Okay. That's how I was picturing it.
Jane and I are going to be friends. I can tell already.
Slightly melted because when Haagen-Dazs sort of first came on the scene, they said you should melt it a little bit to get the full flavor of the bouquet.
It's like a fragrance.
It's like a fragrance. And you can sort of drink it and eat it at the same time.
Oh, that's
so good.
Delicious. Okay. What's the song that pumps you up? And I were just chatting before we got into the studio. I know that you're like, you like to dance. You like some music.
I love to dance. The song that gets me the most pumped, and it's a band called Brainstorm. And the song is Lovin' Is Really My Game. And I could dance throughout my entire apartment to that. It's all good.
To this. I've never heard that
It's
song.
All good. Well, that there's a reason for that. It's really from the disco era. But to me, I just love it.
So at the end of every Fat Mascara episode, not like the interview, but the whole episode, Jen and I raise a wand to a product that we love. It's a different product every single week. Jen does hers. I do mine. Doesn't have to be a product. What would you raise a wand to? It could be a TV show. Could be a food. Anything.
Bobbi Brown corrector. You can be up all night. You can have dark circles. You can have a pimple. You can have anything. It is the one product that makes you look absolutely perfect. Okay? But if I got to raise a second wand,
yes.
I'd
love to. You the second wand. Okay. We bestow you the second wand.
I feel really good about guacamole, so I just got to tell you, it cures everything too.
You mentioned Bande de Soleil. You obviously were early into beauty, but how did you break into the beauty industry to get into the business of it all?
Okay, so it's a pretty crazy story. I'll try to make it short. I was in business school, and we had to do a final project, and someone in my group, my work group, wanted to study a brand that was launching in Bloomingdale's called Pola. And so when I graduated, I found that most interesting. And I was an art history major undergrad, and I really wanted to combine business and art. And so beauty seemed like the right thing. And so the person that helped me on my project did all the advertising for Estee Lauder and introduced me to the Estee Lauder companies.
Okay.
So kind of crazy.
So Estee Lauder companies own so many brands that people know and they love, and we mentioned them in the intro. You oversee a lot of them. I would say like half, right? Is that a fair estimate?
Yes. I have half the company. Yep.
Yeah. That's no small feat.
Yeah.
You just added Dr. Jart to your portfolio.
Yes, very cool.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you recognize a brand that's like worthy of being in the Estee Lauder portfolio, a brand that is worth, you know, acquiring like Dr. Jart?
Well, first of all, we look at it in relationship to everything that we already have. Mm. And so it sort of has to fill a white space and something that fits with our strategy. But at the end of the day, you know, the beauty business is about having great product. And we love brands that have great product that people buy over and over again. And so that's kind of the secret sauce to the whole thing, is making sure that it fits the bill in that way.
What did Dr. Jart fill?
It is an amazing skincare brand born in Korea. So it's certainly Asia-centric to begin with. Mm-hmm. They have amazing products, but the position is so cool. Mm-hmm. They talk about skin, science, and art. So it's incredibly good looking, but super high performance. And honestly, I think it's a brand filled with joy and happiness. It's very upbeat. It's very creative. It's very fun and a great opportunity. And I just got back from Korea last week.
Yeah, we wanted to ask you about that. So can you tell us about our trip and like what kinds of beauty, you know,
what's going on in Korea? What's the latest?
What's going on in Korea?
Yeah.
Was really cold.
okay. So it's
really cold.
What's
really cool is that Korea still is like a hotbed of trends.
They're still innovating.
Things they're innovating, they're going. It's things that are happening. And I can't tell you what Dr. Jart's doing because, you know.
But did you go to like that area?
I went to the streets and, you know, and explored.
The roadside shops.
Yes,
what are
absolutely.
They called in Korea? I don't
road
know.
Shops, I think.
Yeah, they've got a certain name for them. You know, what's really cool is that all categories are still happening there. Skincare, makeup. I mean, it's all just innovation, newness, all price points, and super trendy, super interesting, and super
did you
cool.
buy any souvenirs, like cool beauty products?
I did not. I came home with my Dr. Jart product.
Oh, okay. She was there on a business.
It's Dr. Jart or bust.
No, but it's,
yeah.
It's Dr. Jart or bust, and also it's love the one you're with. You
yeah,
know?
Of course.
So, I found some really cool products from Dr. Jart that I'm now using. So,
is Dr.
Really cool.
I mean, I think I know the answer to this question, but this is the first K-beauty brand for Estee Lauder companies, right?
Yeah. It's born in Korea, but quite frankly, it's destined to become a big global brand. Mm. And so, yes, it's K-beauty, but it's actually broader than that. And, you know, it's sold in Sephora in the U.S. and, you know, it has the opportunity to really go big and go global.
You brought
honestly,
us
it's
something,
super,
too.
We brought you some treats, some of the products I love, but you'll see it's energetic, it's fun, it's happening, but also it's products that really work. They have these cool masks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they're really amazing.
Beauty right now, it's really hard to stay on top of. What is considered beautiful in the culture changes so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And it's fun for us on our end of it. But as a business, that must be really difficult. So I wanted to ask you.
Global business.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think beauty companies are and should adapt to what is perceived as beautiful? Like, is it your job as a company to tell culture what's beautiful, or are you just going with the flow?
You know, it's kind of both. People aspire to buy beauty products because it's going to bring them, you know, to a better place than they would get to all by them, their lonesome self.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that culture and beauty and art and everything that's going on in the world is all interconnected today. And you can't separate them. And everything influences. You know, what I do when I get inspired, which is I go on, and Jessica knows this, I go on social and I'm looking at art. I'm looking at design. I'm looking at, you know, social in Korea, or I'm looking at something from Japan. I'm looking at great food.
You're very big in design, right?
And design, yeah. Heavily into design. And it's all interconnected. So you
can't— Nothing's off limits? Like, is there anything like an Estee Lauder company brand wouldn't do?
I'm sure there is.
Okay. We haven't gotten there yet.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, there's a point at which, you know, we have a set of values in our company. And we were founded by, you know, Mrs. Estee Lauder, the ultimate entrepreneur,
yeah.
Businesswoman, power yeah. woman. And we have values within our company that we hold that have to do with family values and caring for others. And there's a certain point at which we don't go past because that's part of who we are and also what makes us great.
This is fun to share that I'm a shareholder. I have been
cool.
for like maybe I want to say 20 years. It was literally the first stock I bought. She almost gave me a high five because I remember learning in business school, like, okay, the lipstick index and people always
right.
buy beauty.
You bet.
So I bought myself a couple little shares of Estee Lauder.
Right. How's that going for you?
It's literally the guy I used to buy them checks in every now and then. He's like, that was a wise choice. So my question is, say I'm a shareholder, which I am.
Sure. That's
like,
very
what
cool.
have been some of the hits, some wins for the company in the last year, whether they even if they surprised you too, like we thought this was going to be big, but this product just popped in this country, for example.
You know, it's so much about hero products. You know,
what are
brands
some of them?
Are so important. So things like Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair.
That's my residual checks
okay.
are coming from that,
and,
or my
yeah,
returns.
Or Estee Lauder Double Wear.
So these are like the
foundation.
Blue chip products.
The blue chip, the things that people buy tons of. You know, Clinique Moisture Surge.
With all the brands in your family, it's still those stalwarts that are like moving the needle?
Well, it's not just the stalwarts. Sometimes there are new heroes that, you know, come upon the scene. It might be a particular lipstick formula, the Bobbi Brown Luxe lipstick, that have, you know, lots of repeat and lots of love. And those are the products that kind of take hold.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening today is people are not buying everything from one brand. Mm. They're picking products from individual brands and putting together their top hits. And these naturally gravitate to the top. And they're the ones that we, you know, push the hardest because people love them.
And in 2019, what were their hits? Any new products that stand out to you?
Lauder introduced something called the Advanced Night Repair Intense Reset Concentrate, which mm-hmm. did unbelievably well. Clinique did launched Moisture Surge Eye. That was a huge hit for that brand.
Mm-hmm.
Bobbi introduced, they're just introducing it now, this incredible oil-infused crushed lip gloss.
Oh, I heard you guys talking about that before.
That's insane. That's absolutely going to be super big. La Mer introduced a serum that was extraordinary. I mean, they come out now. Some of them are longstanding hits. Some of them are new hits.
Yeah.
But the goal is to have consumers love them. You know, you want to get that 5, that 4.5 to 5 on ratings and reviews, and we work really hard at that.
The ratings and reviews, are they really important?
Super important because we get kind of objective feedback instantly, mm-hmm. and it
at
always
which
pushes
retailers
us.
Do you look at for the reviews to, like, trust?
Across the board.
You
look at our
all.
Own brand sites,
mm-hmm.
which are kind of like media platforms for us because people come to our sites often first before they
That's
make a purchase.
So they're learning. Do the research.
They do the research online, and then they either buy online or buy in store. So, you know, everything from our own websites to, if we're talking about in the U.S., you know, Sephora.com, Ulta.com, Macy's.com, Nordstrom.com. Everybody's just doing their homework.
How are you educating the customer and reaching her or him?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're in a consumer-centric world, and the consumer is the channel. Mm-hmm. So, and it's much more agnostic in terms of where she buys her products. And so the way we're addressing that is to give her as much knowledge as possible, to be as transparent and authentic about who we are and what our products do and the ingredients that are in them. I mean, Aveda, which is one of my brands, just launched, you know, an ingredient glossary on their website so that we could also help teach and educate. And I think that's the role today, is we're teachers, we're educators, we're inspirational. And wherever she chooses to shop us, you know, we love her just the same.
Is that person-to-person relationship still important, though?
You're talking about
the beauty advisor,
like
the lady.
It is even more important. Because when you go to a store, you know, it's so much easier to be in bed on your iPad and make a purchase.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just speaking personally, but it's quite an easy thing to do. So to go to a store, you really have to make it worth it, and you have to make it extraordinary. And what's different today is, rather than us having all the knowledge and giving you the information, she's so much better armed with information. So we have to raise our game enormously and make that so special and such a luxury experience and so amazing that she wants to come back, and we help her choose the right product. And, you know, it's a holistic experience.
Talking about all this change in the beauty industry, what really excites you?
I am totally turned on by skincare. I think it is such an interesting area.
Still, we've had so much innovation in the last year. You don't think we're at, like, saturation point?
I don't think we've begun to fight.
Not for change.
No, I think really what you can do today, and how you can take care of yourself and look great, and whether you're 20 or you're 75, that's open to everybody. And I think looking like you, you know, talk about authenticity, looking real, looking great, you know, makeup is fabulous, but looking like your true self and looking fantastic, what's better than that? So I find that incredibly interesting, and I love all the advances all the time. It's like, it's a left brain thing, but
are
I absolutely love it.
Any subcategories within skincare, like we should be primed to see a lot of innovation in? You know how sheet masks maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, those masks are going to continue because they give you instant results. But I really think the future right now is about hybrids. It's all about makeup, skincare, makeup, things that do multiple things and make you look great and save time. The idea of lots of unique textures from Asia that are coming to the world, like watery lotions and milky lotions and things that, you know, you might not associate, let's say, with the U.S., will become much more prevalent really all over the world.
Texture.
And so interesting textures, interesting forms. There's just a ton of innovation coming down the pike in that way.
And is there anything that you're just like over?
Yeah.
There's nothing I'm truly over, but I think it's really important that we really are innovative. And when people do think that they've found the golden whatever and they haven't, you know, they have to work harder.
I can imagine, like, you know, you're overseeing so many different brands and obviously people. What frustrates you? Like, what should someone not come to you with?
When people think they've put in 6 months of work and think it's time for them to be, you know, run a brand. And they're new and young. And they're
number two at SEO.
Premature promotion.
Exactly. And, you know, people say to me, well, how did it happen? You know, what did you do? I worked really hard. You know, I mean, that's, and there's no shortcut for that. And I think, you know, life is about finding your passion. And if you're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work. But I don't think there are shortcuts. And I think it's frustrating that people want something so immediately without giving it the time and giving it the love. And
well, that's like a nice segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about. So you founded at Estée Lauder Companies, co-founded the Women's Leadership Network. What is that?
When I became a group president 4 years ago, I felt that, you know, first of all, I knew Estée Lauder herself. She was an amazing woman. And I've known, you know, Erin and Jane and just so many great women over the course of time. And I felt that it was a time for me to give back to the women of our company. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the proportion is of women, you know, in our world, which, you know, can be around 75%, still there are things that women share and have challenges about. And I felt like I wanted to create an employee resource group for women that would be focused on two things, mentorship and sponsorship, which is really promoting certain women that you take on and helping them really get advanced in their career. And so I co-founded it with, I asked Tracy Travis, our CFO, and today Sarah Moss, who's a vice chairman. And together, we put together this network of great women that are now working. We started in the United States. We're launching it in London and Paris. And the idea is small groups of women focusing on education, how to get ahead, how to push for yourself, how to deliver bad news, all kinds of different things like that.
That's great.
And how do you deliver bad news? I want to know that.
You know, and so this is a place where people can feel safe and they can ask real questions and really
Do you
learn.
Do the Oreo technique? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't even know what the Oreo is. Take out two good parts or take
you
out.
Do, my old boss called it a sundae.
A sundae. Like yeah. When you say something good, then you deliver the sandwich, then you deliver the bad news or the critique, and then just end with something good.
I do a good, a not so good, and then I don't necessarily end
with
good. I don't
want to be on the receiving end of that.
No, because, you know, it's so important to be able to give honest feedback.
Yeah,
because
how
do you grow? Deliver it in a, because otherwise you don't grow. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to be honest and to help. And I do it in a lot of ways and with a lot of love.
So I want to talk a little bit about your working style. This is a little like treat, not only just for me, but for people who are trying to get organized.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your strategy for staying organized?
My strategy is that if something is not in order, I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
So I like things to be in sort of working order. And so
I've
been
like
that.
What's your
Scorpio.
Okay. Oh, rare.
Yeah, I know. I know, but loving.
Yeah,
but loving.
Scorpio. Fierce. And you're fierce.
Yes. And maybe
Glenda
sexy.
Bailey is a Scorpio.
I know that. I know that. So the key is to be organized. And yes, I leave lists for everybody. So everybody gets a list. My housekeeper gets a list. My assistant gets a list. I get a list. I'm constantly doing the lists. And it just keeps me together.
Does it kill you if like something's not checked off that day? Or you just move to the next day?
No, I got to get it done.
I got it. Okay. And then, you know, when we did our project for Bazaar, this beautiful shoot, one of the reasons why we put you in Bazaar is because not only like do you have this incredible career and this beautiful home, but you have great style. I know you're like, I don't want to say you're as much into fashion as beauty. I feel like that's an assumption, but it feels that way.
I am into all things visual.
Okay.
You know,
all right, that makes sense.
So it's fashion.
She was an art history major,
right.
Remember.
Fashion, beauty, you know, architecture.
Wait, weren't you an art history major?
I was an art
major?
History major yeah. as well.
You know, design, architecture.
People laughed at me, but look at me now.
No, but you know, a lot of people in the beauty business were art historians. Do you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, so for I think me, it's like writing about aesthetics.
That's right. You write about it. I create it. And my world is about words and images and putting that together and connecting. And so it's all sort of one.
About the fashion. So what,
yes,
okay, because
okay.
we have a
and
lot
fashion.
Of people who I'm sure are listening to this being like,
definitely.
I want to get into beauty. I want a
sure.
fabulous job.
Yep.
How does wardrobe
yep.
kind of, like what are the pieces one needs for their like working wardrobe?
At Bobbi Brown, like they're downtown.
Yeah.
And they're a really cool brand with really cool people. And, you know, they're in jeans and they're much more casual. Most of the time, except when I come down there. And you know, our uptown offices, you know, you've got to have some really good dresses and pants and tops and suits. And, you know, it's funny. When I started running Lauder, I felt like I had to wear dresses and even a little bit on the navy. I'm always neutral, but like I went a little longer on the navy and a little less on the black. But in general, that's kind of where I live. And I think it's easy to have a great uniform, meaning multiple dresses or multiple things that just work, like most of the time.
How many belts do you have?
How many belts?
This is a part of fashion I've never been able to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
I don't know how to wear
but
belts.
But I feel like I've seen you in very cool belts.
That's very interesting that you say that because I have like not so many.
Oh,
I have
okay.
a friend.
But they're statement
I have
belts.
A friend who have like has like 35. Yeah. No, I have like a dozen that I sort of mm-hmm. focus on. I like to have great things and focus on them. And then when I'm done with them, I'm done with them.
Okay.
I go long into the thing. So I might have dresses on rotation. And by the way, then I'll see something and I'll say, I want to add to that or I want to get something new, you know,
and
it's not so hard.
Out.
And one falls out.
Okay.
And
keep
you
it.
Know,
to
I kind of keep it.
Edited.
I kind of keep it to the point. Sometimes it goes overgrown and, you know, we got to go to the real and maybe
got
move it.
It
along.
Obviously, accessories are important, but even more important is yeah. your beauty products.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about if I were to open up your medicine cabinet,
yep.
like the real things you use. Don't just tell me what you want to promote from Estee Lauder right now.
Okay. You okay. Listen, John, Advanced Eye Repair is from Estee Lauder, a little brown bottle. I'm sorry. It's real.
It's a classic.
And there's a lot of people who are very addicted to that product. And I also use the Advanced Eye Repair Eye, so those are two things. But I also use Renutriv from Estee Lauder.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. You know, the Renutriv Ultimate Diamond Cream is one of my all-time favorites, which I trade off with La Mer soft cream.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I learned a lot. And I'm like nervous to ever work at Estee Lauder companies, but maybe.
Do not. It's such a great place.
I know, but I feel like you expect the best out of people. It's impressive.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? We all have to deliver our best.
I feel, yeah, I feel, this is how I feel after I see Jane. I'm like, I need to.
Step up my game.
I need to like tighten up, sharpen up.
No, you know what? Life is about having fun. You think I'm so professional, but I'm silly and I'm crazy and I'm creative and I love to have a good time. And
well, that's why you've been there so long.
We got to have a good time in this journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better have a good time.
Well, hopefully this wasn't too painful for you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It's so great.
So, Gwen, do you know about Raise a Wand?
I mean, explain to me exactly, like, what – I know that you raise a wand to amazing products and amazing people.
That's true. It's a mascara wand, fat mascara. I don't know. It was just our way of, like, cheers to this thing this week. So I've been letting all of my guest co-hosts do their own raise a wand. I hope you came prepared. What – uh-oh, she's shaking her head. It could be anything.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be a beauty product. What would you like to raise a wand to?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want me to go first so that you can prepare?
You go first.
Okay. I brought a fragrance. Listen, everybody needs a breath of fresh air right now.
Ain't it the truth.
Especially here in New York City, where I tried to high-five Gwen, and she was like, we're not touching right now.
We don't touch.
So I brought a fragrance. I bought Malin & Goetz. Sorry, I'm trying to find it in my bag. Stem. They have all of these fragrances that I knew about leather, whatever. And I knew they had some more richer, I would say more masculine-leaning fragrances. This Stem one, can I put it in that cap and you smell it? You don't even have to.
You can give me the fragrance.
There we go. It is like spraying in a bottle. I'm not usually like a light, fresh, clean, musky, green, like airy.
It's gorgeous.
It's like a white floral, but not a heady white floral. It's like a barely there, laundry-ish kind of smell. And a lot of people like those.
Well, all of their scents are amazing because they're natural.
Yeah. Are they? I did not know that.
I don't know that they're like
100%.
100% clean, but
there are some natural ingredients in there. Well, I don't give a shit about the natural, to be perfectly honest, but I needed like a refresher fragrance because I've been doing a lot of like heavy winter fragrances.
It's really light and really beautiful.
Isn't it lovely?
I love it.
Okay. So now do you feel inspired?
No, I'm going to raise a wand to Everyone for Everybody hand sanitizer spray because it is scented coconut and lemon.
Damn, okay.
And it is 99.9% effective against most common germs.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, I'm just—
Wait, is that what you started spraying when you came in the studio?
Oh, yeah. I spray it all over like multiple times a day.
Did you do this before the COVID-19?
No.
Okay, you're just being extra safe.
Yeah.
I sanitize those hands, but does it dry you out?
No, not like some other
like
sanitizers
gel kind of
have.
Yes. Right.
I've heard, though, that you can make your own hand sanitizer with aloe vera and alcohol.
I mean, rubbing alcohol will kill germs.
So you can cut it with aloe vera,
so
which is a little bit more gentle to your hands. Just make sure that you're adding, like, look for a recipe online, the right amount of alcohol, the ratio, so that it is effective. And I'm sure you could also drop in, like, some essential oil if you wanted it to smell nice.
What you shouldn't do is what I saw in the subway, the news that guy was, like, Febrezing everybody.
I saw that, too.
Laundry spray.
Febreze is not going to do it, guys. I don't even think that Lysol would do it in a subway car. But, you know.
Let's be honest. If you're breathing in COVID droplets, I don't even know if the hand sanitizer is going to help. But I love that. Very on time. And that looks like a love. It smells really nice, too.
It does, doesn't
it? What is
and
it again?
Cheap.
Everyone.
Everyone for everybody.
I will put a link
hands
to it.
Hands plus sanitizer spray.
I'll put a link to it on our website.
Yes, please.
You were a delightful co-host. Thank you so much, Gwen Flamberg.
Thank you so much for having me. And please go to usmagazine.com/stylish to read all of our celebrity beauty tips and tricks. And listen to the Get Dressed With Us podcast. Listen on Spotify.
Will do. Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.